You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring the stories of a diverse American West.
Today we're reading a reflection on artistic innovation by Brandon Reintjes, curator of art at the Montana Museum of Art and Culture. His reflection was inspired by an exhibit called Figurative Modernists, Picasso, Chagall, and Other Masterpieces from a Private Collection. He writes,
"When I drive across Montana, I sometimes think of Picasso. Not specific paintings, but the spirit of innovation he represents, the visionary aesthetic, the stylistic fragmentation, the mixing of genres, and resistance to convention that characterize his career. In short, modernism. Early modernism embraced the tangle between language and the visual arts. These days, we take the concept of mixed media for granted. We don't think twice when we encounter music that accompanies images on film and television. We accept a collage of images and a montage of sounds. In the early 20th century, urban painters and writers debated fiercely how art and language reflected changes in the speed and energy of modern life. As a result, boundaries fell away. Painters grappled with language, while writers made visual poems. Poets abandoned conventions of rhyme and meter. Novelists scrambled linear plot lines. The world of art welcomed the happenstance, the random and the ready-made, shaping the ways we see the world today. The folksy legacy of the American West can seem at odds with this cosmopolitan history, but if we look closely, our region abounds with what might be called Montana modernism. Consider George Gogis's humorous paintings depicting Picasso meeting Charlie Russell on the prairie at Judith Basin, or Rick Newby and Doug Terman's collaboration of poems and etchings depicting imagined events from a supposed Montana history. We see examples in the collaboration between Deborah Magpie Erling and Peter Koch, whose poems and photo interventions retell the contested history of Sacagawea. On the Blackfeet Reservation, Jay Labor fashions larger-than-life sculptures out of found pieces of rusted cars depicting Native warriors on horseback. And John Quick-to-See Smith uses print media to bring snippets of language into her paintings. In all of these, Montana art teems with the values of modernism, as if in this landscape measured in drivable hours instead of city blocks, a single medium is not enough to express our tangled stories.
Reintjes pairs his reflection with a poem by Tristan Tzara, who collaborated with painters, poets, and musicians in those exciting salons of Europe.
In his Dada Manifesto on Feeble Love and Bitter Love, written in 1920, Tzara wrote a quirky, irreverent piece called To Make a Dadaist Poem, which seems to fly in the face of all boundaries and expectations for poetry.
To Make a Dadaist Poem. Take a newspaper. Take some scissors. Choose from this paper an article the length you want to make your poem. Cut out the article. Next, carefully cut out each of the words that make up this article and put them all in a bag. Shake gently. Next, take out each cutting one after the other. Copy conscientiously in the order in which they left the bag. The poem will resemble you. And there you are, an infinitely original author of charming sensibility, even though unappreciated by the vulgar herd.
A poem by Tristan Tzara.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Five Valleys Land Trust, protecting water, wildlife, farms, and ranches throughout western Montana.
Listen again at reflectionswest.org.